This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Education is recognised the world over as a core driver of development and improved job prospects. But for migrants, even those who have the legal right to reside in a new country, getting access to a classroom can be an uphill struggle. For many young migrants in the UK, the idea of going to university can be an impossible dream because they're charged overseas student fees, which can be around double those of so-called home students. However, thanks to the work of Let Us Learn, a UK-based campaign for equal and fair treatment for young migrants, their options have slightly improved. As Chris-Anne Jarrett, the founder of Let Us Learn, explained to UN News when she took part in a migration debate at UN headquarters in New York, a 2015 court victory has made a big difference to many young UK students born abroad.
Our big break kind of came in the Supreme Court case, whereby we recognised there were 2,000 young migrants every year that were stopped from going to university because of their immigration status and the government changing the law. So despite being lawfully resident in the country, you're being told, actually, no, you're not going to move forward with your educational aspirations. And in 2015, we managed to submit over 29 case studies to the Supreme Court on a case that were very similar to ourselves and said, you know what, this law is discriminatory and it has to be changed. It's a systemic issue in place. And back in 2015, we got that success and we managed to influence government policy, which means that hundreds, if not thousands, more young migrants every year are able to go off to university and access a student loan that they will pay back. And prior to that, that wasn't the case. So we've had a magnificent success regarding equal access. It started off with a lot of young migrants recognising that actually at the age of 18, they're separated from their peers and they're treated quite differently because of the colour of their passport or the status in the country, despite them having lived there for more than half their lives.
So right now in the UK, what do migrants have access to and what don't they have access to?
So young migrants in particular, I think the breaking point and when they recognise there's an issue regarding their status and access is when they go off to university. And instead of being charged home fees, a lot of young migrants are charged international fees in the country, again, they call home. And international fees are almost twice the amount that home domestic students have to pay. And so that's one area of differentiation. As for me, a young migrant myself, I have lived my life since I was 8 years old in the UK. I'm now 24 years old and I've been afforded amazing opportunities and I've taken them and I've taken advantage of them. The UK is an absolutely amazing country with lots of opportunities, but there are some points where there are holes in the system and a lot of young people become unintended consequences of fairly or hostile policies, which is quite unfortunate. So the UK is great, but it can do better.
The political atmosphere seems to have changed in the last few years for various reasons. How has that impacted on the work that you're doing?
Recent political developments in the UK have helped to highlight the need for wide immigration reform and not just fragmented approach to our immigration reform whereby we change the system only for some people and leave the rest suffering from the hostile policies. Brexit, for example, has highlighted that with European Londoners, but also the Windrush scandal whereby a lot of Commonwealth citizens that came to the UK in the late 1950s and are British citizens managed to fall through the loops because the government didn't recognise that their hostile policies will prevent a lot of people from proving their status and subsequently left to a lot of lives being put on hold. But I think there's an opportunity in this. Both the Windrush scandal and Brexit has allowed us the opportunity to speak to policymakers to say, do you know what? There are certain policies that have been going on for a very long time. And these things that it's now shown that there's cracks in the system, it's time for a wider conversation that we must have and be truthful that policies that we have currently in the UK regarding immigration is simply not fit for purpose.
And has all of this background made you and made people in similar situations, do you feel differently about your place in the UK?
I'm confident that regardless of whether or not the British government see me as British, whether or not I have a different passport, I feel my identity has been moulded within British society and all my hopes and dreams have been formed and a lot of dreams actually and aspirations have manifested in the UK. I've lived here since I was 8 years old and it doesn't take a piece of paper to prove that. I think I can speak for a lot of other young people within Let Us Learn, my organisation, that we definitely know that there's a fight worth fighting for here. There's a cause, and we recognize there's a lot of untapped potential that could be stopped, and a lot of young people who could be prevented from moving forward simply because the government overlooked them. And so for us, this is an opportunity to really have those really hard conversations, to really review the impact of certain policies, to say, do you know what, this isn't fit for purpose, and here's how we can fix it. So it's being useful to the government. We want to have that conversation. We aren't hostile. We want the change, to just move on with our lives.